英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
周一又和大家见面了，每个周一呢给大家带来一些有趣味的有哲理的小故事。当然了，语言的难度呢是参差不齐了，有的时候稍微简单一些，有的时候呢稍微有点难度。你比如说像今天这一篇就是一个典型的美国人讲故事的口吻。
Yeah, today's story is really written in a very American kind of style. It's really, when you read it, you hear an American person saying it. It's a story about a boy who plays American football. At least he tries to play American football. But actually,He's so short that his coach doesn't allow him that often to play.
在这个午后啊，来一杯美式咖啡，听一个美式的故事。一个小男孩呢，特别喜欢打美式的橄榄球。这个故事就要从这儿开始说了。其实它是关于一个 father-son relationship， 父子关系。当然不仅仅是局限于亲情了，更重要的是呢，我们要去了解一下和关注一下那些无论何时永远在你的身后忠诚的默默的支持着你的人们，他们所给予你的那个力量。这个故事呢讲的就是一个非常热爱橄榄球的小男孩，从来呢都是超级替补队员，上不了场。高中的时候，高中四年吧，
Yeah, four years
一直坐在冷板凳上。他技术就这么不好吗？
Yeah, for 4 years he sits on the bench, just watching the shows and only sometimes playing a ball a little bit, but then his coach sends him back to the benches. He never gets to play. However, his dad is always standing in the stands, cheering at his son. Like, his dad is like very enthusiastic and encouraging him every single time. Well, that's a good father-son relationship right there, I'd say.
对，我们想想生活当中啊，有没有你自己非常喜欢做的事情，但是无论你怎么做呢，别人都不会肯定你。无论你尝试了多少次，无论你多么的辛苦啊，去尝试，别人都是不会肯定你。但是这个时候，你的父亲，或者你的母亲，或者一个跟你比较亲近的人，你的一个特别好的朋友，他特别支持你，每一次你去参加比赛的时候，每一次你即便是参加比赛你都不上场，你在那当替补坐着，他都无条件的支持你，站在那个地方给你加油，给你呐喊，给你助威。有没有一个这样的人在你身边？
Yeah, such a person we all kind of need, right? To like support you and encourage you and convince you that you should keep following your dreams and never give upyour goal.
对。
The boy, he never gives up his goal of becoming a real American football player.
这个父亲呢告诉孩子说，如果你觉得你自己做不到，你完全可以不做，你可以放弃的。孩子觉得说，我还是很喜欢美式橄榄球的，我要坚持打下去。
So the boy continues to sit on the bench for 4 years, and then finally he made it into the football team. His coach allows him to play together with all the other teammates. Only he gets a very unimportant position in the team. So whenever he plays, he doesn't do that much important. So like, he can be there, but he can also not be there. It wouldn't matter.
父子一起呢等待了很久，终于在孩子上大学的时候呢，孩子为自己啊争取到了一个上场表现的机会。但是就是故事到这里呢，发生了一些转折。这个孩子呢终于是鼓起勇气自己要求上场打了一场比赛，结果呢非常的完美。他没有别的心愿，他就是想要打一场啊让父亲看得见的完美的比赛。为什么是这样呢？结局你猜不到，但是很令人感动。
You will know why the story takes this change, why he amazes everyone with his playing.
好，接下来我们就有请 Nick 老师来为我们讲述今天的这个故事。第一段。
Father's eyes. A teenager lived alone with his father, and the two of them had a very special relationship. The father believed in encouragement. Even though the son was always on the bench, his father was always in the stands, cheering. He never missed a game. This young man was the smallest of the class when he entered high school. His father continued to encourage him, but also made it very clear that he did not have to play football if he didn't want to. But the young man, he loved football and decided to hang in there. He was determined to try his best at every practice, and perhaps he would get to play when he became a senior. All through high school, he never missed a practice or a game, but remained a bench warmer all 4 years. His faithful father was always in the stands, always with words of encouragement for him. When the young man went to college, he decided to try out for the football team as a walk-on. Everyone was sure he could never make the cut, but he did. The coach admitted that he kept him on the roster because he always puts his heart and soul into every practice, and at the same time, provided the other members with the spirit and hustle they badly needed. The news that he had survived the cut thrilled him so much that he rushed to the nearest phone and called his father. His father shared his excitement and was sent season tickets for all the college games.
好，故事讲起来了啊，同学们，我们的学习也走起来了。各位在聊天室的同学们，现在单词啊、小短语啊、很漂亮的表达呀，也可以刷起来了。咱们认真听课了。第一段
，A teenager lived alone with his father, and the two of them had a very special relationship.
Teenager， 少年。
Someone between 13 and 20.
一个 teenager， 十多岁的少年呢啊，少年和父亲啊住在一起 ，live alone， 仅仅是和父亲住在一起。他们之间的父子关系呢非常特殊 ，and the two of them had a very special relationship.
The father believed in encouragement.
这个父亲啊，他所相信的是一种鼓励的力量啊，激励的力量 ，encouragement。Encourage 的动词形式，名词形式。父亲相信激励的力量。
Even though the son was always on the bench.
为什么呢？是因为啊 ,even though, 即使尽管自己的儿子呢总是 on the bench, 这是一个表达。
Yeah, a bench is a place with seats where people in a sports team sit when they are not playing. So if you are on the bench,You are not playing in a match or in a game of sports.
就是我们说打比赛的时候啊，或者是呢要登场的时候，那些上不了场的人，他们一直是替补队员，一直是替补的状态。咱们中文说叫做冷板凳，其实就是来自于英文中的这个坐板凳 ，on the
bench
就是凳子，长凳子。
His father was always in the stands cheering.
父亲呢总是好看站在哪里 ,in the stands. 注意这里 stands, 它是一个名词。
Yeah, if you are in the stands, you are in that part of a sports stadium to watch a match or an event. It's like the tribune where everyone sits on and like cheers at all the players and just watches a match or a competition.
大的体育场里啊，那些欢呼的人群们就叫做 stands, 因为他们通常是站起来欢呼的。
Yeah.
就有 stand 加上 s 变成名词欢呼的人群。父亲呢总是在看台上在这些欢呼的人群当中为他 cheering, 欢呼。
He never missed a game.
Miss 是错过。他从来没有错过任何一场比赛，就是说父亲是每场必到。虽然他的孩子 on the bench, 父亲每场必到。
This young man was the smallest of the class when he entered high school.
这个小年轻人呢是他们班里啊 was the smallest, 是他们班个子最小的。
Yeah, he was not very big, he was not very tall. Well, imagine American football players, they're always huge, right? I mean, even for me, I'm a European, but for me, American football players, they're giants.
这些运动吧对运动员的身材有很高的要求你像橄榄球你得高大吧、
yeah.
你得强壮吧、
yeah.
你打篮球至少你得个儿高吧
It's a requirement for good football players to be pretty big. Only this little boy, he was small and like, I guess also not super strong.
所以你在起跑线上你就比别人低了一等，是不是？
Yeah.
你说你个儿矮去打篮球，当然也有打得好的，但是能多吗？不太多，除非你比别人付出更多的努力。那这个小男孩班里个头是最小的，又喜欢打球，你看看，这就让自己处于一个不利的状态。When he entered high school, his father
continued to encourage him, but also made it very clear that he did not have to play football if he didn't want to.
父亲是继续啊，一如既往的鼓励他啊 ，continue to encourage him, but also made it very clear. Make something clear 就是把话说明白，把话说清楚，把态度亮明。就说呢。He didn't have to play football if he didn't want to. 如果你不喜欢打球，咱不必强求。啊，父亲是非常开明的。
Yeah, he was very relaxed about it. He was not like, oh, you like football? So you have to become the best in football. And if you stop playing football, I will be disappointed. No, not at all. He continued to encourage him, just saying, oh, you did such a great job and like, keep on doing it. But...Only if you want it, of course, you're free to do what you want.
嗯，父亲不是说，哦，你要打球是吗？那你必须给我们家打出个脸面来啊，打成个人才。父亲没这么说，父亲说，你想打就打，不想打呢，不必强求，没关系，啊，很开明。
But the young man loved football and decided to hang in there.
但是年轻人就是喜欢打球，而且决定要同学们看这个短语 hang in there 挂在那儿吊在那儿这是什么意思啊、
to hang in there that means to continue doing something in a very determined way even though it is difficult
哎 hang in there 是一个非常非常非常漂亮的口语的短语咱们同学们平时要用起来啊说我要坚持做某事我要做下去
You can also wish it to someone who is having problems with something, like studying for an exam or something. Then you can say, oh, hang in there, you will make it.
对，就像你在爬山一样，啊，爬爬爬，爬着爬着，手脚都挂那儿了，爬不动了，叫 hang in there. 这就是证明一种坚持的态度。少年说了，我一定要坚持下去。
He was determined to try his best.At every practice.
哎 ,be determined to do something. 这个咱们在中学的时候学过这个短语。就是下定决心。啊下定决心很意志很坚决。
He was determined to try his best at every practice.
在每一次训练当中都竭尽全力。
And perhaps...He would get to play when he became a senior.
也许他这样就能够 get to play, 得到一个play 的机会了。When he became a senior. Senior 就是高年级的时候。
Yeah, a senior is a student who is in the last year of high school or university. In his case, high school.
那高中的 senior 就是四年级了。
Yeah.
啊这样的话或许就能在四年级的时候获得上场比赛的机会了。啊这少年就一直在刻苦的训练。
All through high school, he never missed a practice or a game, but remained a bench warmer,All 4 years.、
哎、我们说 all through 的意思就是整个全部的纵观整个 high school.
Yeah, his entire high school period. So the entire period he was in high school.
All through high school, he never missed a practice. 从来没有缺席过任何一次训练。哎，你知道训练这种事情，经常就没有很少有人说我从头到尾坚持完。
Yeah,
中间都会有各种各样的 excuses.
Always, like, look around you, look at yourself, how many times you say, ah, no, I can't make it to training tonight, I have to watch a movie with my friend, and, no, I can't make it to the training because it rains. There's always an excuse, right? But this boy, he always came. He never missed playing game.
这就是一个完全没有惰性的男孩，没有惰性，一直非常的勤奋、
yeah.
很勤勉的在训练，一次训练都没有错过。你想想他还是一个没有上场的队员，都这么认真， never missed a practice or a game， 一看就是个做大事的哈。
Yeah, but he remained a bench warmer all 4 years.
但是尽管是这样呢 ,remain 仍然是一个 bench warmer, 暖板凳的是什么意思啊
?Well, a warmer is someone or something that keeps another thing warm. So a bench warmer, as in this story, is someone that keeps a bench warm. Now, if you use your imagination, if you sit for a long time on a bench,The bench gets a little bit warm, right?
对。
So that is a bench warmer.
你是一个给那个冷板凳加热的人哈。
Yeah, someone who is sitting for a long time on a bench, that's a bench warmer.
对,还是说呢,他是一个坐板凳队员,是个板凳队员了。你说,这个社会是不是这样的?看什么呀?他基本上看外表。他觉得你这个人个头小。
Yeah.
不够。做橄榄球球员那队员那个教练就认为你可能不行是吧、
yeah.
他也不完全但是看实力
His faithful father was always in the stands
但是全世界都不看好他的时候他那个忠实的父亲 His faithful father was always in the stands 永远是每一次比赛都会出现在看台上
Always with words of encouragement for him.
永远是说出那些鼓励他的话语 with words of encouragement. 什么的话语 words of encouragement, 鼓励的话语 for him.
When the young man went to college, he decided to try out for the football team as a walk-on.
嘿，当这个年轻人进入大学以后呢，他决定了要 try out for the football team.他一定要试一次、
yeah.
要试一次当一个 walk on
Well, a walk on that is someone with a very small acting part in a film or in a play that is the real meaning of walk on But in this story if you have the text in front of you you can see that the word walk on is written in quotation marks Well, that means that the word walk on is used, but not in the literal sense of the word. It means here, someone who isn't really playing actively in a football team, but just someone who sits at the bench and watches, and sometimes just helps out, sometimes plays a little bit, but only for a short while. Like he's part of the team,But he's actually really not important.
其实跟前面那个 bench warmer 有点相似。
Yeah.
大部分时间呢都是坐在板凳上作为替补队员。Walk on 也是啊你想走上去打个球他走下来不就是临时队员吗所以孩子还是决定要去参加这个橄榄球临时队员的选拔。
Everyone was sure he could never make the cut.
每个人都相信。毫无疑问说他怎么可能会选上呢 He could never make the cut 好一个很关键的短语 Make the cut
Well to make the cut That means to meet the requirements necessary To be selected from a group of people
原来他是符合要求的意思
Yeah so if you make the cut You're good enough to be selectedTo become a member of something、
哎、好到能够人家把你选上叫 make the cut 这个短语不多见哈我们节目一开始都说了这是一个很美式的讲述故事的方式那就是美国人常用的口语咯
Yeah Everyone was sure that he could never make the cut But he did、
哎、每个人都觉得你怎么可能选上啊你选不上你进不了级但是他做到了
The coach admitted that he kept him on the rosterBecause he always puts his heart and soul to every practice.
教练员 coach, admitted, 怎么样允许了
Yeah, to admit is to say that something is true, especially when you're feeling a little bit sorry or unhappy about it.
教练允许了允许什么呢把他呀 kept him, 把他留在这个 roster. 注意啊这个单词跟那个 rooster 可只差一个字哦。
Yeah, but it's definitely not the same. A roster is a list of all the players who belong to a particular team. So, like, if you have a team of 12 football players, then on the roster, there are 12 names.
哎 roster, R-O-S-T-E-R, 就是花名册的意思。今年是咱们农历的鸡年这个鸡叫 The Year of Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R.
Yeah,
这里是 roster, 注意。读音和写法都不一样。教练决定把他呀 进入纳入到花名册当中，因为他总是好，又是一个短语 put his heart and soul to every practice， put one's heart and soul， 把某人的全部的身心灵魂都投入到什么事情当中啊，全心全意的投入到 every practice 每一次训练当中，这一点让教练觉得这孩子未来还是可以参加一下比赛的。
Yeah, to put your heart and soul to something, that is to make a lot of effort to do something. Imagine going to every single practice of your teams and also every single match. That is a lot of effort, isn't it?
对啊，至少吧，咱们都说了，态度很重要，是不是？
Yeah.
态度很重要，上不了场还这么这个认真的在训练着，这态度很重要。
And at the same time,provided the other members with the spirit and hustle they badly needed.
看，不仅如此，他还为他其他的队员们，同时 at the same time, provided the other members, 为其他的队友们提供了一种精神 with the spirit and hustle. 哎，这个词很有意思， hustle, H-U-S-T-L-E, hustle. Hustle 是那种啊，繁忙的。
Yeah.
各种活动。
It's noisy activity, like usually in a positive sense. Like imagine a stadium, a football stadium, everyone's cheering and like being happy. But it's noisy activity, but in a good way. Hustle.
Hustle, they badly needed.、啊、总体来说呢，他是为他的队友们提供了一种他们急需的一种斗志和那种 hustle.
Yeah, they needed it very much. They badly needed the hustle around like the football stadium to be encouraged to feel good. So if you badly need something, you really, really need it very much.
这个 hustle 什么意思呢？它在不同的场景里其实有不同的用途。就是说，一个人繁忙的走到这里，走到那里去做一些事情。你比如说他在球场上啊，一会儿给这个队友加油啊，一会儿上去给那个队友递个水啊，一会儿上去给那个队友弄个擦个毛巾什么之类的，就这种繁忙的活动他在为他的队员们服务。
The news that he had survived the cut thrilled him so much that he rushed to the nearest phone and called his father.
啊，什么样的 news 的？ The news that he had survived
the cut
他从这个 cut 选拔当中啊幸存了下来。
Yeah,
留了下来。
He was admitted in the team that thrilled him so much, that made him so excited.
Thrill 这个单词其实比所谓的什么令人激动啊他还要令人激动。
Yeah, he was very, very thrilled. He was excited and he was very happy about that he made the cut, that he was like admitted into the team.
一个小单词 thrill 相当于汉语当中的激动不已，激动到了这种地步啊！毕竟好几年的心血，是不是？
Yeah.
这次终于入选了这个花名册，太高兴了，太激动了，以至于 rush to the nearest phone。赶紧跑到最近的电话那个地方去，飞奔而去，赶紧第一时间告诉父亲这个好消息。
His father shared his excitement and was sent season tickets for all the college games.
你看看，这就是父子关系。你看，在第一时间最激动的事情，一定要给最关心你的人分享。
Yeah, like, of course, when you hear some exciting news, you want to share that with those you love and those who love you, right?
对。
You want to share that with your close family members or friends. So that's exactly what this boy does. He calls his father and says, Dad, I'm admitted, I'm part of the team.
你跟你最在乎的人分享以后，就好像你的喜悦已经扩展到了全世界一样。父亲呢，也赶紧分享了这份兴奋，啊，然后呢was sent, 注意 was sent 是被什么被寄了。意思就是说孩子呢寄给了父亲 season tickets, 整个赛季的球票 for all the college games.
Yeah, so when talking about sports, the season, that is a period of the year when that sport is played. So imagine in winter, you don't really play outside football, right? You play indoors. So that is like an indoor season.
看上去生活还是出现了一丝的希望。
This persistent young athlete never missed practice during his 4 years at college, but he never got to play in the game. It was the end of his senior football season. And as he trotted onto the practice field shortly before the big playoff game, the coach met him with a telegram. The young man read the telegram, and he became deathly silent. Swallowing hard, he mumbled to the coach, "My father died this morning. Is it all right if I miss practice?" The coach put his arm gently around his shoulder and said, "Take the rest of the week off, son. And don't even plan to come back to the game on Saturday." Saturday arrived, and the game was not going well. In the third quarter, when the team was 10 points behind, a silent young man quietly slipped into the empty locker room and put on his football gear. As he ran onto the sidelines, the coach and his players were astounded to see their faithful teammate back so soon. "Coach, please let me play. I have just got to play today," said the young man. The coach pretended not to hear him. There was no way he wanted his worst player in this close playoff game, but the young man persisted. And finally, feeling sorry for the young man, the coach gave in. "All right," he said, "you can go in."
这个一直顽强的年轻的球员啊 ，this persistent young athletes， 这个单词很好 ，persistent。
Yeah， if you are persistent， you continue to do something in a very determined way， then you won't stop until you've reached your goal。
意志顽强，这个单词对有些人来说好像只是一个词而已，但是对有些人来说，这就是他们的生活。意志顽强。这样的人我觉得大家应该跟他们做朋友，因为他们体现出来了人类的一种很极致的精神，意志顽强啊。什么叫意志顽强？就是任何你想偷懒想放弃的时候，他都说不，他都说 no， 他会继续坚持下去，这就叫 persistent， 不达目的不罢休，达到了目的也不罢休。
This persistent young athlete never missed practice during his 4 years at college.
你看，一贯的意志顽强的精神，高中的时候从来不错过任何的训练，大学亦然。Never missed practice, 训练从不缺席。During his 4 years at college, 等于说他整整这样训练了八年。
But he never got to play in the game.
可是命运就是跟他开玩笑。还是没有上场的机会。He never got to play. Got to play. 上场。有机会上场。
It was the end of his senior football season. And as he trotted onto the practice field shortly before the big playoff game.
注意一下，这个句子里面有可多的这些小词语了。It was the end of his senior football season. 你看，都已经是他大学。四年级，前面说了 ，senior 是四年级。
Yeah, he's already in university in the last year, so in the fourth grade of university,、and he's like in the last season, so in the end of his senior football season.
再不打比赛，这大学也没有上场的机会了，是不是
？Yeah.
就在他大学四年级橄榄球赛季的尾声阶段，就在他 trotted onto。Trotted 是一个动词 trot, T-R-O-T.
To trot, that means to walk with short and quick steps. Like, imagine that you walk to the subway, you're a bit in a hurry, then you trot to the subway.
你们去那个地铁搭地铁的时候都是什么样的步伐呀？是不是一路小跑，或者是说一路快速的移动着步伐？
Yeah.
这就是 trot 这个动词。他因为他要去训练场，所以他不能慢慢悠悠的走路，是不是
？He trotted onto the practice field shortly before the big playoff game.
好 ，shortly before 的意思呢，就是在什么什么
before the playoff game.
哎，之前，在什么什么什么一次训练哈、在一次。Big playoff game， 这要解释一下。
A playoff game that is an extra game that is played to decide the winner after competition ends. So imagine team A and team B, they play together. They have a competition against each other. And then in the end, they both have equal points. There is no winner. There is no loser. So another game is needed. And whoever wins that game, that last game, is the winner of all the games.
哎，我们就说 playoff game 叫做一种淘汰赛，一场大型的淘汰赛。不久，在距离这个大型的淘汰赛不久前的一次训练当中，你看这种重要的比赛，好像世界杯一样 ，World Cup 一样之类的这种。
Yeah, yeah, it's like for them very, very important, like as important as the World Cup.
对，太重要了，以至于呢，这个比赛哈，就在这样次比赛之前，他正一路小跑着去着训练场。这个时候，教练来了
，The coach met him with a telegram.
Telegram 现在用的少了
，Yeah，
这是电报。
Right now, we don't really use telegrams anymore, but in the past, people use it a lot. It's a message that you send by telegraph to for short and urgent messages. It's like via electrical signals to wires or through radio waves that send a message really quickly.
电报，现在很多00后都不知道电报是什么了。The young man read the telegram.年轻人啊读了这个电报，然后突然间 he became deathly silent. Deathly 这里我们表示的是一种极深的深深的沉默。
Yeah, he became so silent, he was lifeless. There was no life in him anymore.
整个人都呆若木鸡，整个人都傻掉了。
Swallowing hardHe mumbled to the coach.
好，这个短语用的非常形象，叫 swallowing hard. Swallow 是吞下。
Yeah.
Hard 是很艰难的。
Yeah.
艰难的下咽什么呢？
Someone swallows hard. Someone swallows very strong, as if he or she swallows a large amount of food or water. But usually people do that when they are shocked, right? Like you like.、Mm.Like you hear something or see something that makes you feel shocked, and then you swallow hard. That's your first reaction usually.
因为 swallow 呢，它可以指字面上的，比如说你吞下一些水，
yeah.
或者是吞下一些食物，咽下去叫 swallow， 就一下全部就下去到胃里，过食道到胃里。但是也可以指人的一种对情绪的经历。你比如说你经历了一种很强大的悲痛的时候，你是不是感觉到你的嗓子眼儿这个地方都像堵住了一样不舒服啊？
Yeah.
这种 swallow 的感觉就是你要强把这个悲痛忍下去的时候，你在努力的吞咽把它咽下去抑制住的时候，这就是 swallowing hard 的感觉。
He mumbled to the coach.
Mumble
is like to talk very unclear, very like inside you, like say something in a way that people cannot really hear you.
小声又不清楚的啊，他说
My father died this morning.
他说我父亲呢今天早上去世了。
Is it all right if I miss practice today?
如果我今天不参加训练可以吗？ Is it all right? 可以吗？If I miss practice today,
the coach put his arm gently around his shoulder and said, "Take the rest of the week off, son, and don't even plan to come back to the game on Saturday."
教练把他的胳膊 gently 很轻柔的哈，轻轻的放在他的肩膀上啊，就轻轻的搂住了他的肩，然后就说 "Take the rest of the week off. Take off 放假。啊，休息一周吧，放假一周吧，孩子。Don't even plan to come back to the game on Saturday， 也别计划着周六还要回来比赛的事儿了。你好好休息一下吧，毕竟呢，家里出了这样的一些变故。
Saturday arrived, and the game was not going well. In the third quarter, when the team was 10 points behind, a silent young man.Quietly slipped into the empty locker room and put on his football gear.
周六的时候啊，这个比赛呢 ，the game was not going well 啊，进行得很不顺利。第三节的时候 ，in the third quarter, when the team was 10 points behind, 球队已经是落后十分了 ，10 points behind. A silent young man, 这个时候一个沉默的年轻人，悄悄的 quietly slip into.偷偷地溜进了 empty locker room 空荡荡的更衣间 locker room 更衣间 put on his football gear 穿上了自己的橄榄球装备 gear 全套装备
As he ran onto the sidelines, the coach and his players were astounded to see their faithful teammate back so soon.
就当他已经 ran onto, 他跑到了 sidelines, 知道吗？橄榄球的术语啊，边线的位置。
Yeah, the sidelines is the area at the edge of a sports field. So it's like the furthest away from the center of the sports field. The sidelines.
对。
He ran on that, and the coach and his players were astounded.
又是一个令人惊讶的单词，叫 astounded.
Yeah, extremely surprised. Like, they're like, I can't believe my eyes. It's him.
怎么会怎么会回来了呢？怎么可能是你呢？
Yeah, so soon to see their faithful teammate back so soon.
他们非常惊讶的、不可思议的看到了自己这位非常忠实的队友 ，faithful teammate 队友 back so soon， 这么快、如此快的就归队了啊，简直是不可思议。
Coach, please let me play. I have just.Got to play today.
注意，这个孩子做出了他人生当中有史以来的一次全新的举动。
Yeah.
他从来没有向这个教练说过请让我上场。
He never said that to the coach.
这一次不一样了。Coach, please let me play. 请让我上场吧。I have just got to play today. 我今天必须要上场比赛。Got to play. I got to do something.
Yeah,
我得上场比赛了今天。
I have to play today. That's what he said, the young man.
教练怎么说呢？
The coach pretended not to hear him.
教练却装作没有听到他的话。
There was no way he wanted his worst player in this close playoff game.
There was no way 的意思就是说绝无可能。你看这英文就这样，他把这种否定的放在前面。
Yeah.
There's no way I'll go there with you.
Like, I definitely will go there with you. There was no way he wanted. He definitely did not want it.
绝无可能的意思叫做 there's no way, 啊，请大家写在笔记本上了。No way he won his worst player in the close playoff game. 绝对不会让他最差的这个队员 worst player in this close 是什么？
Well, that means that they were like very like close to the ending. It was like the playoff game and it was about to end. So like it was either they winOr they lose completely. So, yeah, there was a lot at stake. There was a large risk involved if you would allow the little boy to play.
对，这样一场 close, 就是快要紧张的结束的这种淘汰赛当中，他怎么能可能让一个毫无把握的选手上去这个当主力打呢？怎么可能呢？但是年轻人非常坚持啊。
But the young man persisted. And finally,Feeling sorry for the young man, the coach gave in.
年轻人一直在坚持。教练呢，开始觉得有点 feeling sorry.
Yeah, he was thinking, the boy lost his dad. He really wants to play. Okay.
你看，这个小孩刚失去父亲，然后呢，又很想打这个比赛。教练觉得还是有点歉意吧，有点对不住这个年轻人啊。然后呢，他就让步了。The coach gave in 就是让步的意思。
Yeah, to give in, that means to accept something you didn't want to accept before. Like he kind of gave up resisting him. To give in.
All right, he said.
You can go in.
好吧，你上场吧。
Before long, coach, players, and everyone in the stands could not believe their eyes. The little unknown boy who had never played before was doing everything right. The opposing team could not stop him. He ran, he passed, he blocked, and tackled like a star. His team began to triumph. The score was soon tied. In the closing seconds of the game, this young man intercepted a pass and ran all the way back for the winning touchdown.The fans broke loose. His teammates hoisted him onto their shoulders. Such cheering you have never heard. Finally, after the stands had emptied and the team had showered and left the locker room, the coach noticed that the young man was sitting quietly in the corner all alone. The coach came to him and said, "Young man, I can't believe it. You're fantastic. Tell me what got into you. How'd you do it?" The young man looked at the coach with tears in his eyes and said, "Well, you knew my dad died, but did you know that my dad was blind?" The young man swallowed hard and forced a smile. "Dad came to all my games, but today was first time you'd see me play. I wanted to show him I could do it." The moral of the story here, folks, is to remember that every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. There's no accomplishment without trying. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, "I'll try again tomorrow."
这位年轻人上场了以后，局势会不会有新的变化呢？当然有啦。
Before long,
注意这个短语 before long 跟 long before 是完全不同的意思。
Yeah, definitely not the same. Before long, that means soon, after not very long.
没过多会儿，注意哦，大家注意哦，是这个意思，没过多会儿。
The coach, the players, and everyone in the stands could not believe their eyes.
全场啊，全场小宇宙爆发。教练员、球员、看台上的每个人 ，everyone in the stands could not believe their eyes， 都不敢相信自己的眼睛。
This little unknown boy who had never played before was doing everything right。
这个小小的、根本就不为人知的男孩 ，unknown boy。Who had never played before, 从来都没上过场的男孩，竟然在场上表现的 everything, doing everything right, 非常到位，有板有眼。
The opposing team could not stop him.
Opposing 是什么？对方的。
Yeah, it's like the team that is competing against you. That is your opposing team.
对手的那个球队根本就不能阻拦他的发挥啊。
He ran, he passed, blocked, and tackled like a star. His team began to triumph.
几个小动词就把他场上行云流水般的感觉啊，那种技术的纯熟表现了出来。首先他跑 ，he ran, he passed, 他过人啊，他传球 ，he blocked, 他阻挡 ，and tackled, 他拦截。注意这几个小词。这个运动过的同学，参加过球类运动同学应该都知道这些词，就像球星一样完美。
Yeah, he was playing fantastic. He did everything that in a really well way. He passed, he blocked, he tackled, he made all the movements needed correctly, like he was a star.
开玩笑吧，台上一分钟，台下十年功吧，至少人家打了八年球了，是不是？
His team began to triumph.
他的球队开始转败为胜 ,triumph. 这个单词比 success 更有力、
yeah.
更有力，它是大胜，大获全胜的意思。
Yeah, to win a great victory, to have great success, to triumph. The score was soon tied.
比分很快就被 tied, 扳平了。注意比分 tie, 扳平，平分。
Yeah, if the score in a game between two players or teams is tied, it means that they both have the same amount of points. In the closing seconds of the game, this young man intercepted a pass and ran all the way for the winning touchdown.
Closing seconds of the game, 就在比赛结束前的几秒钟左右吧，这个年轻人 intercept, 拦截 intercept.一次 pass 传球，拦截了一次传球，然后迅速 run all the way， 一直直直的跑到 winning touchdown。touchdown 就是他那个
yeah scoring points， like if you score a point， you make a touchdown。That is like a noun used in American football，
橄榄球的一个术语。
Yeah， in English football， British football， that。Isn't called like that. You just score. But in American football, it's called to make a touchdown.
拦截了以后呢，你就迅速地跑到你的那个得分区就行了。 叫 winning touchdown 那个地方，就宣告你的胜利了。这个时候 the fans broke loose. 嘿，这个短语很有意思， broke loose.
Yeah, like to break loose is like in reality it means to get free, to escape. But here it's figuratively used. It means to go crazy, to be so excited, to cheer very loud. I mean, imagine that you watch the World Cup. Then the audience gets crazy, right, with like horns and like they make a lot of sound. Then they break loose. Well, here, his fans broke loose.
沸腾了，都沸腾了，高兴得不得了。
His teammates hoisted him onto their shoulders.
他的队友们 hoist him onto, 把他举到肩上。
Yeah, they lifted him up and put them on their shoulders, hoisted on their shoulders.
Such cheering you have never heard. 那这样的欢呼呢，是前所未有，你听都没听过。
Finally, after the stands had emptied and the team had showered and left the locker room,
最后啊，比赛结束了。After the stands had emptied, 人群嘛都已经全部离开了看台，看台都空了。The team had showered, 队员们都洗澡了，离开了这个 locker room 更衣室了。这个时候教练注意到这个年轻人。
The coach noticed that the young man was sitting quietly in the corner, all alone.
他注意到这个年轻人呢是独自的坐在这个角落里。
The coach came to him and said,
教练就来到他的身边问他说
Young man, I can't believe it. You were fantastic. Tell me what got into you. How did you do it?
年轻人，我简直不敢相信，你表现得棒极了。You were fantastic. Tell me what got into you. Got into you 就是是什么让你发挥得这么好的。How did you do it? 你是怎么做到的？
The young man looked at the coach with tears in his eyes and said, Well, you knew my dad died, but did you know that my dad was blind? The young man swallowed hard and forced a smile.
年轻人看着教练 looked the coach with tears in his eyes. 这个时候眼中呢是情不自禁的，已经充满了泪水了。他说，您知道我的父亲刚刚去世了。You know my dad died, but did you know my dad was blind? 那您是否知道我父亲呢其实是个盲人啊，年轻人又一次是 swallow hard, 啊，哽咽着。
Yeah, he like made like that sound again, like as if he was really like saying something very emotional. He forced a smile.
啊，勉强的挤出了一丝微笑。
Yeah, he pretended to smile a little bit.Dad came to all my games, but today was the first time he could see me play, and I wanted to show him I could do it.
Dad came to all my games. 父亲以前每一次都会来看我比赛，但是只有今天，第一次，他可以看见我的比赛了。He could see me play. 啊，他能够真的看见我了。以前他看不见，但是他都来了。Yeah. 但今天他来了，他能够看见了，所以我一定要表现给他看，我一定要让他感觉到欣慰。So that I want to show him I could do it. 我想让爸爸知道我是可以做到的。
Remember, every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people.Who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow.
作者说要记住 every accomplishment starts with a decision to try.每一个成就呢都始于你决定要去开始去尝试，很重要。 Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. 世界上的大部分事情都是由那些似乎在毫无希望的情况下仍然不放弃尝试的人们完成的。 Courage doesn't always roar. 勇气呢并不总是大声的去咆哮。 Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying. 有的时候勇气只是在一天结束的时候很平静的内心的那个声音对自己说 I will try again tomorrow. 我明天呢再试一次。
Yeah, that is the moral of this story. It's like, just like the boy, like no one actually thought he could do it, right? From the beginning, he was sitting on the bench and he wasn't allowed to play. And no one really thought he had, like, he had it in him to become a good football player. But secretly, the boy was, of course, very brave and very strong and very persistent, very, like, had a good attitude. He actually really loved playing football.
对，毫无疑问，这是一个非常励志的故事，
yeah.
非常的 inspiring story, 很励志的故事。但是我们会关注到这个男孩他的成功跟他的父亲分不开的关系。
Yeah.Like, it all comes forth from the relationship between him and his father, of course. Like, I think he couldn't have done it without his dad, to be honest. Like, his dad was very nurturing, very encouraging him, and definitely not forcing him to do something.
对，有的同学还没有明白哈，说，那父亲不是去世了吗？怎么会看得见呢？
Ah, that is a good one. Well, like, the boy...probably believed that his dad's spirit was still out there, that his dad, although he was like gone from the earth, he was still with him in his heart, and in that way could see him play. So like, yeah, we like to think when people die that they are still with us, right? And maybe they are. So that's what this boy also believed.
父子之间有一种很深刻的感情啊！父亲虽然去世了，但是呢，孩子依然相信父亲是和他在一起的，而且他相信父亲在没有了他的这个身体了以后，他的眼睛也就能看见了，
yeah.
他就不再是盲人了，
yeah.
所以父亲一定在 seeing above him，
yeah.
啊，在他的头顶上看着他，所以他一定要好好的打这场比赛。
Yeah, it's a good question though. Like, the boy felt stronger, I believe too, by the whole idea that his father could see him. So that was made him ask the coach, like, hey, I really have to play this time. Like, I really, just please allow me because I feel that my dad is watching me now.
其实还是他的父亲推动了他，给了自己一个机会。
Yeah.
还是他的父亲在帮助他。
Yeah.
如果不是因为父亲这件事情，也许他还会在冷板凳上继续坐下去。
Yeah, and like this story has aside this very beautiful story between a dad and a son has two very good morals. Like one is, of course, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your goals. Keep on believing that you can do it. And the other, of course, that is more directed to people like the coach, don't judge a book by its cover. Because the coach, like they saw him and they thought, yeah, he's short.He doesn't have the body to become an American football player, so nah, I won't let him play. But what if the coach had given him a chance before that match?
Mm.
Now, what if the coach had just not judged him by his looks?
嗯，这故事的寓意还挺多的，有亲情的帮助哈。没有人其实一开始就知道自己一定行的，肯定是那些肯定你的人、相信你的人，他会推动你去找到更好的自己。另外就是在自己喜欢做的事情上，千万不要放弃，一定要坚持下去。
Yeah.
是不是
？Yeah.
嗯
，And that's what the writer means with courage doesn't always roar. Like roar is like a lion, of course, like making a large, like big sound and something you definitely will notice, right? Well, if someone is very brave, you don't always see that from the outside. That is what the writer means.
对，真正的勇气不是那种表现出来的。
Yeah, of course. Like if you see a very brave person rescuing some helpless thing, then you see like that person really strong and brave on the television. Yeah, of course. Then courage roars. But this boy is equally brave, although he don't see it from the outside.
对，就是你看这个小男孩，你从个头上去判断他，你看不出他有实力。所以真正的那种勇气呢和实力呢不见得是一定要大吼大叫的、
yeah.
不见得一定要 roar encouragement doesn't roar 它是你内心的那个声音你相信自己有底气
yeah it's an attitude
所以啊这个故事特别特别的能够激励人
yeah、
让人有 能够从中收获一些，可以是感动，同样呢也是一些领悟。
Yeah, I hope this story inspires you to not only encourage yourself, but maybe you can also encourage others, and maybe you can kind of think about ways how you can encourage yourself, how you can be brave today.
别人要激励你，但是你也要自立，是不是？
Yeah.
好，每个人都可以从中呢收获到不同的东西啊！今天的美文就是带给大家这样一个小时的享受了。好，谢谢大家的收听，谢谢 Judy 老师，下次见。
Thank you.